explains, we saw in the previous shir, that if the Shtar Kiddushin was written L'shma v'shalom Yidaita, Rav Ravina say Mekudeshes, Rav Papa Rav Shravia say Eina Mekudeshes. Rav Papa says that Rav and Ravina's reason that she is Mekudeshes is because it says V'yatsa v'haisa, and there's a hekesh of Yitzia l'havaya. Ma Yitzia l'shma v'shalom Yidaita. So to havaya can be l'shma and shalom Yidaita. The divorce can be shalom Yidaita. So to the Shtar Kiddushin. And my reason that she's not Mekudeshes is because just like by Yitzia Nidas Makne, which is the husband, by Havaya also Nidas Makne, which is the Isha. So we asked a whole series of kashas on this Gemara, and the Rishonim, and now we're going to see a Mahalach based on the Torah of Agon Rav Moshe Chavroni Zatzal. So one can possibly say that the Torah says V'kosav, that somebody writes a get for his wife and gives it to her, doesn't mean that the ksiva lishma, or according to Rav Meir, the chasima lishma, make the get into a get, as one might understand. And the maisa gerushin is only when he gives the shtar, but rather the ksivas haget lishma, or the chasim according to Rav Meir, is part and parcel of the maisa gerushin, that she's divorced with the writing of the get and the giving of the get. That is part of the Maise Gerishin. Ksivas Haget Lishmar, the Chasim, is part of the Maise Gerishin. And then afterwards, of course, it has to be given to her. But part and parcel of the Maise Gerishin is the Chasima. In Ksuvas Saridal, it says that if you have two shtaris that come out on the same day with the same date, it's being sold the same field, and the seller is not around to ask him, so what do you do? So Rav says that they've split up the field. Shmuel says, Shuda didaini, the Dayanim decide based on who they think the field was more likely sold to. So the Gemara suggests that Rav holds like Rav Meir, that Ede Chasima Karsi, and Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar, that Ede Mesira Karsi. So Rav holds like Rav Meir, that Ede Chasima Karsi, and therefore Cholkin, and Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar, that Ede Mesira Karsi, and therefore Shuda didaini. The Ravon explains in Simon Mem Dalet that according to Rav Elazar, holds Ede Mesira Karsi, the kinyan is not b'chasima, but rather b'mesira. When you make a kinyan on the field, it's b'mesira. And even according to Abai, it says, Eide b'chasuma zachin lo, that's dafka when the shtar was given, you're zocha l'mafreya. But if it wasn't given, then you're not zeche. But the maisa, the chasimas are not enough. You need to also give over the shtar. Once the shtar is given, you're zocha, according to Abai, mishas ha-chasima. But there has to be mesiras ha-shtar. So that's pshat, according to Rabbi Lazar, that Eide mesira karsi, that and the Eidei Mesira are the ones who that enact the transaction. According to Rav Meir, who holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, you don't even have to give over the shtar. It's already Nikna Mishasa Chasima. So that doesn't explain yet why Rav holds like Rav Meir and Shmuel holds like Rav Elazar. But Al Kopanim, we have a hochacha here that the opinion of the Ravan is that according to Rav Meir, holds Eide Chasima Karsi, you don't need Mitzirah Seshtar. Just by Chasima Se'edim, that's enough. By Eide Chasima Karsi, they sign the Shtar, and that's enough. And so is Medayik, the Baal Evan Shleima. And by Echrechler of Meir, the Maisa Kinyan is by Chasima Seshtar Midas HaMakne. That's the Maisa Kinyan of the Shtar, not the Mesirah Liyad HaKone. Now this machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, whether Eide Chasima Karsi, Eide Mesira Karsi, is the same machlokas in Shtaris and Gittins. If Echrech, according to Rav Meir, holds Eide Chasima Karsi, Chasima Se'edim Beget is the Maisa Gerishin. Just by a get, you also require a Nesina. So the Maisa Gerishin is the Chasima and the Nesina. Therefore it says in the Torah, V'Kosav, meaning V'Chosam, according to Rav Meir, and then V'Nosan, that B'Chasima Se'edim, V'Nesinaso, she is Mizgareshes. That's part of the Maisa Gerishin. The Ravon is not alone. Rashi and the Ra'ah also hold like that in principle. Shita Mekubetzes brings the name of Rashi. Rav Damrak Rav Meir, Damr of the Mesechas Gidden, Eide Chasima Karsi. Te Chasima Iker, Vechihechi Damr Rav Meir, Gabi Chasima Iker. Hachinami Gabi Shtar Chasima Iker. So the Chasima is the Iker. And because of that, Rav says Cholkin, because it could be that they both signed at the same time, and therefore they're Kona B'Yachad. And Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar, it says Eide Mesira Karsi, that when you give it over that the woman is divorced, and if you want to be Koneh Shtar, you're only Koneh with the Mesira. You have to give over the Shtar to the buyer, and you can't give to two people at the same time. Because what makes the kinyan shtar? What makes the kinyan of this field? The giving over the shtar. So if you give over at the same time, it's mamash astira. You can't give it to both. So Rashi holds that when it comes to chasima, so if the two shtaros were signed at exactly the same time, so it goes to both people, even though it's the same field, so therefore cholkin. But handing it over, for whatever reason Rashi says, if you hand it over to two people, that's considered a stira. And it doesn't work, and therefore you hold shuddah the daini, because each one's ma'akev the other. Akopanim to Mefurish and Rashi, I don't understand why chasima, if they're both at the same time, then it's acquired to both of them, but Mesira, if it's at the same time, it isn't. But it's Mefurish and Rashi that he holds, like the Ravan, that we don't need Mesira Seshtar from the Mocher to the Lokech. If you require Mesira Seshtar and they're not Kohen of Chasima Se'edim, so why, according to Rav, does he hold Cholkin? What is it we care that the chasima can be done at the same time, but they weren't Kohen until it was Nimser Lokech? And as Rashi said, the Mesira can't be done at the same time to both of them. That's Ma'akev. Doesn't work. So why does he hold Cholkin? And the answer is because the Chasim Alaf is to make the Kenyan. You don't even need a Mesira. So Rashi holds like the Ravan that by Chasim Se'edim alone, it's a Maisa in the Kenyan of the Shtar. And even according to the Lishna Basra, it's mashma and Rashi there that the Eidei Chasima make the Etzem Gerushin. That's the Maisa Kinyan of the Shtar. Just in the Lishna Basra, Rashi also that you also need Mesira. But that's a Tanai. But the Ikar is the Chasima. Rav Meir Darmelina get Hema Iker Krisis, Chen Leinyan Shtaris. So he writes that the get is there is a Mesira, but the signing is the Iker Krisis. That's the Iker Maisa Gerishin. And so is Muchach in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah writes, "V'shmul damar k'Rebbe Lazar damar edim mesira karsi nirali." The Libud Rebbe Lazar damar edim mesira karsi bevadei les la'ed of chasim of zochen la. That according to Rebbe Lazar, that with the mesira, they're divorced. He doesn't hold that like Abaye holds in Baba Metzia, that the edim with their signatures are mizake. No, because the reason of Rebbe Lazar, he holds that you just need mesira. It's mistaber, mishum the kasavar mesir hua ikr. Lobin and sade el shvuy eshtara. They love sade, so what's the point of this of the edim? To make the shtar, because if not for the edim, kevin defshel akhushe el hishtara leke le tara shtar. Since it could be contradicted, it doesn't have teres shtar. So memela, the point of the edim is to make it into a shtar so that it can't be contradicted and then it has tara shtar. The Efshir Nami Desagilan Lahachi Beidei Chasima. The Su Yefshir Lakhushe Lahushtar Vigele Tarashtar. Kevin the Hainatam de Rablazer Bavadi Lesta Eid of Chasum Zachenlo. The Eker Milsim Mesir Vachasim Alav Klumu. So he doesn't hold that it's the Eidim who make the Gerishin. Because the Eidim are just there to make sure that it's in the Shtar isn't the country, that it isn't contradicted, to say that it's not a valid shtar, that it wasn't given. So therefore you have the chasimas to say that it's a valid shtar. The one who holds like Rav Meir that Eidei Chasima Karsi holds that with the chasimas alone, that's what makes the gerushin. Again, according to Rav Elazar, what makes the gerushin is the mesira, and that's what divorces them. And the Eidei Chasima are just there in order to make sure that it isn't counterfeit. make sure that it's a valid shtar, otherwise it could be, people could say that it's not a valid shtar. But according to Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasim Akarsi, maybe he holds Eidei Chasim Azochan Lelek Abai, says that just the Eidim with their Chasimas, they're Mizaki to him. According to one holds like Rabbi Lazar, doesn't all the Eidim with their Chasimas are Mizaki, so it's Mucha from the Ra'ah, Lehedya, Hada Eidei Chasim Zakin Lo, in a parish, Eidim Zochan Ba'adu B'Shtar. That Eidim Chasim Zakin Lo doesn't mean that the Eidim are Mizaki for him, the Shtar. If so, Rabbi Lazar would agree with that. That the Eidim make it into a valid shtar. Why does Rabbi Lazar argue with that? He says Rabbi Lazar doesn't agree with Chasum Zaken. You know why? Because according to Rav Meir, the Eidim are the Maisa Kinyan of the shtar, and not the Mesira. So what's the kinyan of the shtar? So according to Rav Meir, it's the chasimus shtar. That's what makes the kinyan. And according to Rav Elazar, it's the giving over of the shtar. That's what makes the kinyan. If pshat was what makes it into a shtar, so then Rav Elazar wouldn't argue the eidah b'chasum etzaken lo. But his point is that what makes the kinyan? The kinyan is the mesira. And according to Rav Meir, what makes the kinyan? The chasima. In other words, the Maisa Gerushin is the Chasima. And there are all rights. But according to Rabbi Lazar, why do you need a Chasima? La Shvuye Shtara. So it can't be contradicted. But what makes the actual kinyan? The mesira. So according to Rav Meir, the kinyan is b'chasima. So if Eidei mesira karsi means what makes the kinyan is the mesira, so Eidei chasima karsi means what makes the kinyan is the chasima. So the argument is not what makes the shtar, the argument is what makes the kinyan. According to this, since Rav Meir holds Eidei Chasima Parsi means the Eidei Chasima not only make the get into a get, but rather that's what makes the krisos, like the lashon of Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, so the Eidei Chasima that are kores, they make the krisos, they're the ones that cut it off. You just require nisin as well, but the ikar is the Chasima. So that Rav Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karsi is because he holds that v'kosav means v'chasam, and the geder gerushin according to Rav Meir is v'ksiv v'nisina. Hainu, b'chasimus ha'edim v'nisina. So what in the Rebbe Lazar, who holds the kasav, is that you require ksiva, so the ksiva is also part of the ma'isa gerushin. Just according to Rebbe Meir, the ikar ma'isa gerushin is the v'kasav, the chasimus ha'edim. You just also require nisina. According to Rebbe Lazar, the ikar ma'isa gerushin is the mesira, and the secondary part, the ancillary part, is the ksiva. But the ksiva is also part of the ma'isa gerushin. According to Rebbe Meir, the ikar ma'isa gerushin is the chasima. You just require nisina as well. According to Rabbi Lazar, the ikar ma'isa gerushin is the mesira. You just need the chasima as well, the ksiva as well. And it would appear that's also pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, it says in Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Beis, a machlokas from Nachman and Rav Sheshes about Bittul HaGet. if the husband's bevatel the get, Rav Nachman says he can use it again and be megarish. Rav Sheshet says that he can use it again and be megarish. And halacha is like Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, is that so? Why we paskin like Rav Yochanan, who says that chozeres. How can we paskin like Rav Nachman when we paskin in kedushin? Halacha is like Rav Yochanan, who says when someone says to a woman, "Is kachli b'mosalalo after 30 days." Chozeres, a woman can be chozer but she can vatal the kedushin within the 30 days because kedushin weren't yet chal. So it turns out shela halacha there's a bekoch of the dibor to be okay the etzim kedushin, and here we pass like Rav Nachman that the dibor is not mevatel the etzim aget, because Rav Nachman holds that chozer magarish bo, he can use it again. If he can use it again, that means the dibor is not mevatel the etzim aget, but the dibor is mevatel the etzim kedushin. The Gemara says, "Hachi hash." To wait a second, hasan by kedushin, we don't find that the dibor is mevatel amaisa, and that the woman could be chozer is because dibor v'dibor. First, she agreed to the kedushin only v'dibor, and therefore asi dibor that she retracts and is mevatel the first dibor that she was misratzer for the kedushin. But here, by gabi get, nehi debatel the shechus of the shaliach. It's true when he says batel hu, he's mevatel the koach of the shaliach to be megaresh. He's not mevatel the get itself. Because there in the Gemara, we're talking about a case where he first was mevatel the shliach, and now wants to be mevatel the get. So when it comes to dibor and dibor by kedushin, so her dibor can come and mevatel her first dibor. But here the gabe get, how is he mevatel the gufa get? Ad kan midivrei agemara. Machokas Rishonim, when it says Gita Gufe Mika Batil, doesn't mean that he can't be Mevatel the get. Or, he's not only Mevatel the Shlichus, he's only Mevatel the Shlichus. But if he was Mevatel the get is Batil, of Eino Chozer Magarish. And the Rambam's opinion is that the get itself is Batil. According to the second Mahalach, when it says in the Gemara, either batel the shlichus is a shliach, when he was mevatel the shlichus, was he taka mevatel the get as well? No, he wasn't. He was only mevatel the shlichus. He wasn't mevatel the get. So you can learn pshat that he can't be mevatel the get. He was mevatel the shlichus. He wanted to be mevatel the get, but he can't be mevatel the get. Or you can learn pshat that he was only mevatel the shlichus, he wasn't mevatel the get. And therefore chozer megarish bo. But if he was mevatel the get, then the get is batel. That's how the Rambam holds, the get itself is batel. Ask the Ran and the Rambam, how can you mevatel a get? You can't be mevatel a sefer Torah that was written by Hechsharim, mevatel a get. There in Tosas Dibur HaMaschil, Amar Sheshes Chozer Magar, Amar Sheshes Eino Chozer Magarish Bo, he can't divorce again. Tamevar Rabbi Shlakish Rabbi Yochan Modu Lossi Dibur Vatel Maisa B'Ksivus Get Lashma B'Maisa B'Kasvam Sefer Torah Lashmani Yochal Achzor Mavatel. The writing of this Dibur is Mavatel Dibur, but Ksivus Haget is a Maisa. How is a Dibur Mavatel a Maisa? What do you mean? Ain't a chozer megarish bo? Yishlomar the chol zman shelo yigi aget liyada isha lo chashiv gemar ma'isa. That until the get comes into the woman's hands, it's not considered a gemar ma'isa. This teretz is difficult. The get is nigmar b'ksiva l'Rebbe Lazar, and according to Reb Meir, the get is nigmar b'chassim se'edim. Just afterwards, you're megarish with this get. So why isn't there a gemara ma'isa here? So bishlam l'Rebbe Lazar, you can say that since you require Edim to create the get, so with Ksiv alone it's not yet a get, and it's not yet a Gemar Maisa. Because you also need Edim, even though the Ksiv is the Iker. But according to Rameir, Dei Lichsim Akarsi, so the get is Nigmar Legamre. So what does Tosis mean? That the Maisa isn't finished. And it's dochak to say the Gemara is only talking according to Rabbi Lazar. Based on what we're saying, that the Ksivas HaGet to Rabbi Lazar or Meir Eidei Chasima is part of the Maisa Gerishin. If so, before the giving of the get, it's still a Dibur. And a Dibur, it's Dibur and Dibur. And as long as the Gerishin hasn't yet been Chal, you could be Chozer like Mekadi Shachar Lamed Yom. And therefore, when he's mevatel the get, he's chozer to the maisa gerishin. And afterwards, when he wants to be megarish, he's lacking the ksiv of the chesima, which is the maisa gerishin. And the earlier maisa gerishin's batel. In other words, before the giving of the get, since the ksivas haget, according to Rabbi Lazar, and according to Rabbi Meir, the chesimas haget are part of the ma'isa gerishin, so before the giving of the get, it's still a dibur. Because until the gerishin is chal, you could be choser. Just like Makadosh knows that you're in the middle of the ma'isa gerishin, it's not a complete ma'isa yet. Since the whole idea of the ksiv or the chesimus haget is to do a mice of gerishin, and the mice isn't finished until the actual nesina. So therefore you can be mevatel at bedibur. It still has the status of dibur because it's not, the mice isn't yet complete. So in an instance where the person was mevatel the get itself, he was chozer from the mice of gerishin. And afterwards, when he wants to be Megaresh, so it's lacking Ksiva Rechasima, which is part of the Maisa Gerishin, because the earlier Maisa is Batal. And maybe that's what Tosis means, that calls Man Shalagia Liyada Isha, it's not considered a Gemar Maisa. He only did the partial Maisa of the writing or the signing. It's not a Gemar Maisa, so it can still be Batal, it still has the status of Dibur, still on the level of Dibur. So a little dochak to be mam at all this because Kavanas HaTosfos. But Akopanim, that's what we can answer, how we can answer the question. And also according to the Rambam, all Zikim Mivatel the get itself, it's because part and parcel of the Maisa Gerishin is the Chasima. And since included in that, in the Maisa Gerishin, is the giving of the get, and he hasn't given it yet, so it still has the status of Dibur, therefore he can be Mivatel the get itself. If you say that the signing of the get is just what makes it into a get, so that's it. It's already a get, so how are you mevatel that? But if you say it's part of the Maisa Gerishin, then it can be batel, because you haven't completed the Maisa. So now we can explain the Machlokas in the Gemara between Rava and Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds that Ksiva Shtar Kedushin, when one writes the Shtar Kedushin, since we require Lishma, Kiget, because we learn from Vyatza V'Haisa, so the Ksiva is Mimaisa Kedushin, and therefore you require Hadas. Again, Rav Papa holds, like we saw earlier, that Eina Mekudeshes is written Shalomi Daita. Papa holds Eina Mekudeshes. Why does he hold Eina Mekudeshes? Because we have a Hekesh of a Yatza V'Haisa. And just like by the Yatza, you need das makne, so too by Vahaisa you need das makne. Why does he learn this drasha? This hekesh of Yotze Vahaisa? Because the ksiva is the Maisa Kedushin, part of the Maisa Kedushin. That's what he learns from Gerushin, just like by Gerushin, the ksiva is part of the Maisa Gerushin. So to the ksiva is part of the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore you need her das. Because you definitely need her das and the Etzim Kedushin. And since the ksiva is part of the Maisa Kedushin and you learn Kedushin from Gerushin, and just like by Gerushin, ksiva is part of the Maisa Gerushin, so too by Kedushin, ksiva is part of the Maisa Kedushin. And mainly you need her das, because you need her das for the Maisa Kedushin. If you don't have her das, she's not Mekudeshes. You need das makne. But Rav and Ravina, they don't hold that ksiva is part of the Maisa Kedushin. They only hold that the Nesina is the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore Rav and Ravina say that she's Mekudeshes. Rav Ravina Amri Mekudeshes. Why? Because just like Yitzia is Lishma V'Shalom Idaita, Havai is also Mishlam V'Shalom Idaita. Yitzia is Lishma V'Shalom Idaita. You don't need her das in the writing of the get. You don't need her das in the Kedushin either. Why not? Because it's not part of the Maisa. It's not part of the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore you don't need her das. And that can also explain the Rashba. We brought the Rashba in the previous shiur. West, the Rav Papin Mikom Kom Tzarech Tam the Kevin Dinu Mikitin Yalfina Mikitin Arei Lo Bayel Adas Makne B'Lachud. This Rav Papa learns from Gittin, and by Gittin you need the Das Makne. Vachad Abal Kone Lamen Bin and Daito. Here were the husbands of the Kone. Why do you need Das Bal? You need not only Das Bal, you need Das Aisha. Not only Das Aisha, you also need Das Abal. Rav Papa says, that ain't a Mekudeshes. Why ain't a Mekudeshes? Because you need Das Makne. Who's the Das Makne of the Isha? But if Pshat is you need Das Makne, then why do you need Das Abal? He's the Kone. Why do you need his Das? According to Rav Papa, you need both of their Das. What's his answer? Says ki yikach, and we learn v'lo shetakeach hazatzma mitzad gittin en achinami. It's enough to have das ha'isha. But since it says by kedushin ki yikach and not shetakeach hazatzma, not she's giving herself over, it must be that you need his das, because otherwise it's kamakach hazatzma. So we ask l'chor, it's not shayach ki yikach v'lo kisilakach, that she's taking herself to him, only in the etzem kedushin, where she can't take herself to him. But Basiyas Hashtar, what's a Shaykh Kitsi Lokach? The Shtar is just the Chayfetz with which is Mekadisher. But he's doing the entire Kicha, so what is it? What do you say? You need her Das, because otherwise it's... You need his Das, because otherwise it's Kitsi Lokach. She's taking him herself to him. Mapitom, he's the one doing the taking. Just when you make the Shtar, she knows about it, he doesn't know about it. But afterwards, he's taking her with the shtar. The answer is that part and parcel of the Maisa Kedushin is the writing of the shtar. So if it's not done midaito, only midaito, then it's kisi lakach. The Maisa is only being done with her das. The Maisa is the ksiva. And since only she knows about it, so she's doing the Maisa Kedushin, it's kiti lakach. That's the Rashba. this we can explain the reason of Beis Shammai. He writes that if someone wants to be Megarish his wife and he changes his mind, she's Pasul Min HaKohuna. Gemara doesn't tell us why. And Rashi says, Divrei Maaseh Beis Shammai, they were Machmir B'Kedushas Yuchsin. It's just the very writing of the get, even though it wasn't given to her, she's a Pasul Min HaKohuna. It's not clear why. So first we have to explain what the gather of Reich HaGet is, that Pasul Min HaKohuna. And according to some Shittas, Pasul Min HaKohuna Min HaTorah. So, this we can explain the whole Mahalach here, and Gemara Chaf Dalet, and what I'm hoping we'll do, Amir Tzashem, is continue next time and see Neflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we'll go more into this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.